Father, I pray that you will take my words and make them your words, so that this morning we hear your voice. For I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It's great to be back here again. It really is. And I want to start off by saying a very sincere thank you to you for your wonderful support during my 16 years overseas as a CMS missionary. Your prayers, your giving, your letters, your parcels, everything else have been really, really special. So you've been a very, very strong link, church. So thank you to all of you very sincerely. It was back in 1998 that I went out to South Sudan. And for the first 11 years, I was a manager of the TEE program, and that's Theological Education by Extension. And that was really taking the training from the theological colleges out to the people where they were. So each diocese, and I had 10 dioceses to look after, would have little groups of students dotted around the diocese so that really they were learning theology at a distance. So that program had almost died, so the archbishop out there put me into that program to bring it back to life again. I had about 1,500 students, something like that, who I was working with while I was doing that. And that was great because we had to drive off the road out into the bush to visit students in unknown places. Sometimes they'd never seen a white person before. Children sometimes never even seen a vehicle. It was that remote. But it was a great adventure doing that. After that, I became the diocesan coordinator for discipleship and training. So discipleship was helping people to grow in their faith, to walk with Jesus, to learn from Jesus, and to learn how to serve Jesus in the churches. I wrote 10 discipleship training booklets to give people basic teaching there. And then the training aspect of the job was really helping to train clergy, many of them who had no training before they were ordained. I was training lay people, lay readers, and others as well. 2009, I became a canon in the cathedral in Maridi. And at the same time, I was given the English service in the cathedral to become pastor in charge. And that was a very small congregation, about 40 people, something like that, when I took over. When I handed over in November, there were about 150 in the congregation there. So that was exciting. And then 2013, I became principal of Chima Christian Institute, which is the diocesan training college in Maridi, not just teaching theology, but also subjects such as computer and English, agriculture, social work and development, business administration. The aim was to bring young people in, and well, others as well, train them, give them a skill so they could get out and get work, get a job. And most of the students, when they graduated from the college there, were able to find work in Maridi or beyond. So really, that's what I was doing for my 16 years overseas. I came back at the end of November because I felt God was calling me to come back in this to this country. I'm a CMS mission partner until the end of April. And then after that, I'm looking for work in the diocese here somewhere. The Archbishop said he will give me some work. I'm not quite sure what that will be or where it will be. So I value your prayers for that one. So I'm ready for a new challenge, a new phase to my life. I have about 10 years to go to retirement. So I'm looking for something in this country now, which is going to stretch me, challenge me, and hopefully I'll continue to find adventure through serving God in that way. So that's a little bit of an update, really, about where I've come from and what I've been doing. But once again, thank you for your wonderful support that's helped me through times which are often not easy, times which were difficult. It's so good to know that people back here were praying. Mothers and fathers, when they have a new baby, they have great hope for that child. Ambition, really, is to what will happen with that child as that child grows up. And I would guess that for most people, when a new baby is born, they long that that child will grow up, that they will be healthy, that they will be happy in life, they will have a good education, they will have a career. One day they will marry and they will start a family. I guess as parents, all of us want our children to reach the full potential in their lives. Now, what about God's will for a baby when it's born? I think in many ways, God's will mirrors the will of parents. God also wants to see that child growing up, being healthy, but not just healthy physically in their bodies, but also spiritually, to grow spiritually, to have lives which are full of joy and peace, to get to know God, to serve God, and to reach all the potential that God has for them. During Lent, it's a good time to do some heart searching, to assess our lives, to think about our own walk with God. Are we still moving forward in our walk with the Lord? In Mark chapter 4, our gospel reading, that talks about spiritual growth. And we see there that when a seed is growing, there are different stages of growth. There is a stalk, then the ear, and then the full grain. And that seed, as it grows, nobody's quite sure how it grows. We can do the planting, we can do the watering, but it is God who gives the growth. And one day, hopefully, that seed will be fully grown and will reach maturity and will bear fruit. And even that tiny, tiny little mustard seed has great potential for growth. One of the challenges I faced out in South Sudan was that most of the people who were living around where I was living felt that before God, they were useless and they were worthless. Now, why was that? They would say, I'm poor. I've had a lack of education. People were lucky often if they'd done even 1 or 2 years of primary school. So because of poverty, because of limited education, people felt they were not useful to God. Low, low self-esteem. And one of the things which I was doing out there that really went through all the different roles which I had was to help people to see their value in God's sight. How each one is special, each one is unique, each one is loved by God. And God has a plan for them. And God wants each person to reach that potential that he has for them in their lives. So how was I going to do that? How was I going to help people to see how valuable and special they are to God? Teaching was important. Discipling people, helping them to grow in their faith. Helping people to discover that God has given them at least one gift that he wanted them to use in the life of the church. One of the things I was trying to do while I was out there was to grow leaders, grow new leaders. Some of them may be ordained, but others would not. They maybe would serve God as Sunday school teachers or youth leaders, mothers' union workers, whatever it may be. Help people to see what is it that God wants me to do for him in his church so that God's church can grow. Mentoring was very important. That means getting alongside someone and in a sense holding their hand and encouraging them as they move forward in their lives, in their walk with God, but also in their wider lives as well. And for me, that was such an exciting role, to see people growing and developing in their faith and in their work for God. I remember soon after I went out to Maridi, one day I was in the cathedral and the Sunday school singing each of the services. And when the Sunday school are going to sing, they dance to the front, sing a couple of hymns or songs, and then dance back to their seats again. Lovely to see. But I remember one day there was this tiny little girl who was leading them as they came out. I think she was about 3. And her face was just alight. She was just so radiant. And I couldn't keep my eyes off this little girl as she was dancing with the other Sunday school members. And after the service, I said, who's that little girl who led the Sunday school out today? And they said, her name is Rose. And I just sensed God was saying there was something very special about that little girl. And she's the one of the ones who I have been mentoring over the years. I got to know her family. I got to know Rose. She became a Christian. She joined the English service in the cathedral when I was in charge of that. And eventually she actually joined the choir. And she's now leading the group, the choir, or the group of singers that we have in the English service in the cathedral there. She's now about 15 years old. She has absolutely blossomed over the years. And she said to me just before I left, because she was really sad in November when I was leaving Meridi to come back over here. She said to me, Tricia, she said, I'm going to do great things for God. And I thought, that was just so lovely after having mentored her for so many years. You know, a little three-year-old who has such potential. She's growing, she's developing, she still has a long way to go. And I believe she will actually do great things for God. So, part of my role out there was to help people to grow in their faith, to be excited about Jesus, to discover what God wants them to do with their lives. When you're parents and you have little children, it's hard work as we're looking after them and as we're helping them to grow. But you know, for us as Christians, for us to grow, for us to move towards the potential that God has for us, we also need to make an effort. Now, it's great that we have the Holy Spirit who will help us to grow, who will help us to develop. You know, that's a gift from God to help us in our spiritual growth. But also we need to make an effort ourselves, you know, with regular prayer, regular Bible readings, and always to be asking God, what do you want me to do for you in your church? Because sometimes God will move us onto something new. Maybe in the life of the church still, but maybe a new or a different role. Sometimes you'll be in at the deep end, trying something new that you've not done before. Now that's great, because when you're thrown in at the deep end, you soon learn what you're good at and what you're not good at. So all I really want to say to you today is a challenge about our own growth at this stage. Are we growing? Are we moving forward? Are we developing? Are we continuing to move towards the potential that God has for us? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you have a plan for our lives, and part of that plan is that we grow and develop and reach the potential that you have for us. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who can help us grow. Thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for the church. Thank you for the important role that the church also has in helping us to grow in our faith. And as that little seed, that little tiny mustard seed, would go through different phases as it grew, Lord, we know that happens to us as well. And I pray at this time of the year that we will search our hearts, that we will reassess our lives, and we will think about our walk with Jesus. How is that walk at the moment? Father, I just pray that you would lead us and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen.